Can you imagine this? Imagine a movement where young Australians are not only reconnecting with nature, but also leading the change in conservation efforts. Coexist Australia is doing just that, transforming the way we think about youth engagement and environmental stewardship. And joining us this Wednesday afternoon is Kurt Jones, the visionary behind Coexist Australia, to delve into how this initiative is reshaping communities and the environment. Kurt, thanks so much for joining us. Good afternoon.
Mate, good afternoon, and thanks so much for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you here. Can you first off share with us the inspiration behind Coexist Australia? Where did this come from back in 2022?
Yeah, for sure. So, I'm 21 now, and it was my year 11 business assessment to come up with the business idea. Obviously, nothing real. I was volunteering a lot at the time in high school in different conservation and social non-for-profits and causes, but I quickly realized I was always the only young person there. I knew that young people were passionate about the outdoors and the environment, but didn't necessarily feel like they connected in a lot of other organizations that are heavily populated by the older generation. So I really just wanted to create a space where young people could connect together, but also be leading change for the environment.
Yeah, Kurt, my hand's right up. I'm a young person. I feel the same. I'm working in a corporate job, and I definitely get what you're saying. Why do you think it's important for these young people to actually get involved in nature?
Well, mate, it's so important. Obviously, we're so, you know, closely, you know, related to nature. And I think, you know, we can be out there cleaning beaches and planting trees. And obviously that's great from an environmental point of view. But also when you're out there in nature with other young people, you're connecting. We're seeing, you know, loneliness, anxiety, depression drop. So obviously the outdoors and nature has such a great effect on our mental health as well. So I think that if we can try and get more young people outside exploring the planet, hopefully they'll connect with other people, but connect with the planet and then also want to play a part in protecting it. We've got a lot of young people that are passionate about, you know, surfing, camping, hiking, whatever, but some of them aren't necessarily passionate about that whole protection and conservation, you know, angle. So how do we take them on that journey and get them to that point of exploring their local area, their backyard, but then also, you know, protecting it?
Yeah, great. And you've got so many different collectives across Australia, which is really, really cool. You put on these great events where people can go down, young people, and, you know, like you said, plant trees, clean up the beach, just go on a nice bushwalk together. But what is a Coexist event actually look like, and how does it help people with their mental health?
Of course, mate. So, you know, we try to make it feel like you're not volunteering. We want to just basically get young people out there connecting with others, but also connecting back with the planet. So, you know, for example, we might be putting together a beach cleanup. So we'll meet at a beach at 9 a.m. We'll clean the beach. We'll then sort through the rubbish and see, you know, what is polluting our local area. But then we'll go catch up for a coffee. We'll connect. Mm. We'll chat about our weeks, chat about our day. So obviously such a great environment to impact. We're also exploring and, you know, getting out of nature, but then also we're connecting with others. So it's kind of a win-win-win. We have this saying at Coexist that, you know, we want to make young people feel good, but also inspire them to do good.
Hey, I feel good talking to you right now. You're listening to Drive this Wednesday afternoon. My guest is Kurt. He's the CEO of Coexist Australia. And next week, they're starting a Coexist-based collective in Sydney, which is really, really exciting. They're going to be doing their very first event, which I think is really awesome. That's actually how I found these guys. I was looking at the events and their social media page, and I saw that they are doing something in Sydney, which is really, really exciting for us here because they've been doing stuff since 2022 across Australia. Kurt, are there any specific areas in Sydney that Coexist is going to be focusing on?
Yeah, well, you know what? We love the oceans, but we also love wilderness areas. And straight away, we're going to be doing our first event at Manly Beach on Saturday the 19th at 9 a.m. But then down the track, we'll be doing bushwalks, we'll be exploring national parks and also getting together to build forests and plant trees.
Oh, awesome. And I saw that you've got some crazy stats about how many plants you have planted since starting and also how much waste you've actually taken out of the environment. Some staggering numbers there. But what's some feedback you've actually heard and received from people going to these events? Has there been any quite positive feedback? People saying, Kurt, thanks so much for putting this on because my mental health has gone really good since you actually started this.
Well, mate, it's incredible what we're seeing come out of Coexist. For example, lifelong friendships. You know, you join a Coexist collective in Brisbane, but then you might move across the country for study or for, you know, new living arrangements, but then you can join a Coexist collective and you've already connected with these people on social media. We have young people that have come to events that might have just come to the bushwalk or or an outback retreat, but then have fallen in love with the tree planting, the beach cleanups, and then have now become environmentally driven. You know, young people that have found purpose or a passion that they hadn't previous had. So I think we're definitely seeing incredible outputs and impact. And, you know, we're doing a lot of events. We've got a great team. We've got over 30 young people that are in leadership volunteer positions, but we're also running 15 to 20 community events a month across the country. We've already done over 110 this year and already had 1400 attendances. So it is pretty incredible what young people can lead given the platform.
Yeah, it's so good that you actually are doing this and giving young people of Australia the platform to do this. And I really like how you touched on the collectives across Australia. They're basically little housing for people moving across the country. And if you join one collective in Sydney, you can still join another collective in Brisbane. It's a really cool ecosystem that you're building across the country. How can listeners support you and support the Coexist mission or even join an event?
Absolutely. So the best way to find us is on Instagram. We have a national Instagram page at Coexist Oz. But then also you can look up your local Coexist page, for example, Coexist_Sydney. And then obviously we have a website where you can look at our story. You can see our team. You can see upcoming events also, but also donate if you feel compelled to do so, because obviously all this work, all these events, you know, does take a lot of finances, and we're very grateful for our donors, but also always looking for more people to get behind our mission. We are really pioneering something different, and we want to ensure that we can get more young adults out connected to nature, but also having improved mental health.
Yeah, well said. And just quickly, before I let you go, people might be listening right now and think, oh, actually, you know, I might be 35, 40. I don't think I'm a young person anymore. Maybe I am, maybe I'm not. But what is the age range for these events, and can people of all ages actually come?
Yeah, so our target audience is 18 to 30, and that's because there are a lot of organizations that might cater for kids or might cater for families and the older generation. So we always try and get people there that are young adults. But if you're not, you can obviously still support us by donating or sharing our content and sharing our mission. But of course, there's so many wonderful groups around Australia where you can get involved. For example, land care groups, bush care groups, and other organizations like Sea Shepherd and Reef Check. So there's so many opportunities, and we want to help make sure that the next generation is getting involved so one day they can fulfill the positions in those other organizations.
Yeah, great. Well, Kurt Jones, the CEO of Coexist Australia, thank you so much for joining me this Wednesday afternoon, speaking about this great initiative that you are putting on across the country.
Thanks so much, Sean. Look forward to talking soon.